Hello, I'm Kathleen O'Toole Brennan. Welcome to this module on setting up a community mentoring program. The community mentoring program aims to support communities to raise educational aspirations by connecting groups with role models from further and higher education, inspiring the next generation of learners. This module will help you implement a mentoring program in your place of learning. It will provide you with support regarding the logistics, recruitment, and training of mentors. You'll receive access to resources for training, including lesson plans for mentoring sessions and tasks for the mentees to complete. We hope that you enjoy this module. Community mentors are a valuable community resource who can help to share information and advice about their college experience to help prospective students better understand the benefits of going to college, the range of college courses, the supports available to students while in college, and how to apply. Did you know that the origin of the word mentor can be traced all the way back to the 8th century BC? The word was first used by the Greek author Homer in the Odyssey. Within the story, Odysseus left his wife Penelope and his son Telemachus to lead his army. He placed Telemachus under the care of a guardian called Mentor, whose job it was to protect and guide him. By organizing a community mentoring program, you are carrying on a very long tradition. The community mentoring program aims to support communities to raise educational aspirations by connecting communities with role models from further and higher education, inspiring the next generation of learners. 6 higher education institutions, including Trinity College, UCD, the Institute of Art, Design, and Technology, Marino Institute of Education, NCAD, and RCSI, have developed this community mentoring program. We have already seen over 1,000 people act as mentors to 10,000 mentees in what we call host organizations. That is places of learning such as yours, which includes schools, further education and training centers, and community organizations. The community mentoring program is funded as part of the PATH initiative of the Higher Education Authority. And we are keen to expand this program around the country so that learners from all communities know what possibilities are open to them. All places of learning that participate in this training module will be certified as a community mentoring host organization. What do you consider to be the benefits of being a host organization? Type your thoughts into the box provided and then click Submit to compare your benefits to ours. For many years, the education system has aimed to increase the number of students progressing to and successfully participating in further and higher education. According to the most recent National Access Plan, students from the following groups should be prioritized: socioeconomic groups with low participation rates in higher education, students with disabilities, including intellectual disabilities, and members of the Irish Traveler and Roma communities. Click on the tab to learn more. When you are ready, click Next to continue. While progress has been made in a number of areas, the National Access Plan states that the student population is still not fully representative of wider Irish society. For example, analysis shows that in 2019-2020, 10% of all full-time new entrants aged 18 to 20 to higher education came from disadvantaged areas, compared to 19% from affluent areas. This means that for every 5 students from disadvantaged backgrounds attending college, there are 10 students from affluent backgrounds. In explaining why these gaps exist between students from different socioeconomic backgrounds, we can point to research which tells us that barriers to access and successful participation in higher education can be complex, including financial, cultural, and social barriers, like a lack of information or role models. Unfortunately, some students simply do not see themselves as belonging in further or higher education. Community mentoring can be a powerful tool, specifically in contributing toward Goal 3 of the National Access Plan, as explained here. Mentoring provides learners with a supportive relationship with a more experienced individual who can serve as a role model. Research shows that mentoring programs are linked to positive outcomes in terms of increasing confidence, increasing a student's understanding of how to apply to college, and increasing aspirations in relation to further and higher education. Take some time to review this slide, and when you are ready, click Next to continue. As you can see from these quotes, the response to our program has been very positive for both mentors and mentees. Take some time to review this slide, and when you are ready, click Next to continue. Now that we've explained how our community mentoring program works and the benefits it brings to those who participate in it, let's take a look at what is in the program for your learners. The program for both adult and young learners is delivered in 3 sessions spread out across the academic year. Each session is approximately 40 minutes in duration and is very interactive. The mentors share their experiences with the mentees throughout each session. The mentees are encouraged to reflect on their own experiences and to think about their future and the tools they need to help them succeed. We have created lesson plans for the mentors to follow, and whilst they don't have to follow them word for word, the plan provides them with a format. As mentioned earlier, all of our mentors deliver 3 sessions to their groups. Click the tabs to learn about the session content for both cohorts of learners. When you are ready, click Next to continue. For mentors working with young people, we have developed lesson plans for 5 sessions, and they choose their favorite 3 topics to mentor. Let's take a look at these sessions now. The first is telling your story. This session focuses on building a strong rapport with their mentors, which is key in establishing trust and creating meaningful mentor-mentee relationships. The second topic looks at SMART goals and time management. This session focuses on using SMART goals, helps to ensure that goals are concrete, specific, and well-structured, leading to higher completion and success rates. In this mentoring session, the mentees are tasked to set at least 1 academic SMART goal for themselves to achieve by the end of the academic year. Growth mindsets is another one of our sessions, and this focuses on understanding how our mindset affects our decisions and how being open to learning can help us all reach our full potential. The idea of college can be both exciting and daunting to our mentees. Some plan ahead, while others might be afraid or confused of the college options open to them. In the Your College Campus mentoring session, the mentors work with the mentees to discuss the planning and organizing of going to college and the possibility of a campus visit. Our final option is extracurricular activities. In this session, the mentors identify types of extracurricular activities, as well as any barriers, benefits, and stereotypes that go along with them. They encourage and inspire their mentees to continue or pick up new extracurricular activities. For mentors working with adult mentees, we've developed 3 sessions. We all have our own story to tell, the experiences that have shaped us and brought us to where we are now. In the first session, Dream Quest, exploring the path to your dream life, the mentors will share their story with their mentees and encourage them to think about their own ambitions and the steps they can take to help them to achieve their goals. In the second session, Take the Risk or Lose the Chance, the mentees explore where their talents and skills lie to help them identify higher education courses that would interest them. They'll look at their resilience and attitude to risk and see how this can be leveraged when they pursue new opportunities. The final session for our adult mentees, Finding Our Boundaries, focuses on how they might change their boundaries to help them succeed on their path to higher education. We have developed detailed learning plans for our mentors for each of the sessions we have just outlined. We have also developed a mentee toolkit for the younger learners. This is an online and printable workbook where the students can complete exercises that have been designed to accompany the tasks in the lesson plan. There is also a community education handbook aimed at those mentors supporting adult learners. All the resources are available in the resources folder for this session. Click the tabs to see extracts from each. When you are ready, click Next to continue. You're now familiar with what the program can offer your learners, so let's take a look at what you need to consider when setting up a mentoring program in your place of learning. To establish a program that works for your needs and educational context, there are a few things to consider. You need to establish who the mentees will be, the logistics, where, how, and when will the sessions be delivered. Recruiting and training mentors is the cornerstone of community mentoring and also needs to be considered. Click the tabs to learn more. When you are ready, click Next to continue. Before you can even begin to recruit your mentors, you need to know who you're running this program for. As mentioned, our community mentoring program contains two separate streams, one for young people and one for adult learners. The streams are most suited to the following cohorts: second year to fifth year pupils in secondary schools, community groups with young people aged between 14 and 17, mature students in further education and training institutions who plan to progress to third level, community groups with adult learners who plan to progress to third level. When it comes to how the program will be delivered, consider: when should mentoring take place? Should it be during or after classes? Where should it take place? What is the best medium for delivery? Should it be online or in person? Would you like your mentoring program to take place one-to-one or in a group setting? How many times would you like mentors to meet their mentees? We recommend at least 3 times across the academic year. The options are on-site during normal class hours, or before and after normal classes, or online. Each of these have their advantages and disadvantages. Click the tabs to read the advantages and disadvantages of each type of program, and think about what might be best for your educational setting. When you are ready, click Next to continue. So, where can you find community mentoring volunteers? Draw on existing community mentors. Existing third-level students from participating institutions continue to complete community mentoring training in their own time. They will have gone through the mentoring training program and are ready and willing to participate. You can get in contact with the community mentoring coordinator for more information. Consult, develop an alumni database of graduates from your place of learning. Contact local further and higher education institutions to see if they can recommend members of their alumni to participate in the program. Liaise with local businesses and the community to see if they can recommend a staff member who would be willing to share their experience. Or advertise on volunteer.ie or studentvolunteer.ie. Educators who have participated in the program have highlighted the importance of letting people know the commitment expected upfront. The time commitment is not extensive when spread across the academic year and averages 6 hours in total. This is made up of time delivering the 3 sessions, approximately 40 minutes each, and time to prepare for each session. Travel time is not included in this. Mentor recruitment has been identified by educators as one of the challenges in establishing a mentoring program. To address this, we have developed resources to support you, which can be found in the resources folder. These include email templates and social media graphics, which can be used to tap into your networks. Another challenge highlighted by educators is mentor training. To help combat this, we have developed an online training module and digital certificate for mentors. Some mentors have taken part in this training through their college or in their own time and have been encouraged to reach out to their former education providers to volunteer their time. You can get in contact with a community mentoring coordinator for more information. However, you can also circulate this mentor training module to prospective volunteers using the link in the resources folder. The material is suitable for mentors working with both young people and adult learners, covering topics such as storytelling, goal setting, and building relationships. The mentor training materials also provide mentors with the lesson plans we mentioned earlier, which guide them through the 3 recommended sessions with their mentees. The mentee toolkit, also mentioned earlier, has worksheets and exercises to foster engagement with young people aged 14 to 17 years old. Each host organization should have their own child protection and safeguarding policy. It is important to highlight the specific child protection policies within your place of learning with your mentors. Mentors should be given a copy of these guidelines and should be GARDA vetted. An educator should remain in the room with the mentees during each session. Additionally, TUSLA provides an online training program called Introduction to Children First. Mentors can access this training program before commencing their duties. This training can be accessed in the resources folder. Here are some additional considerations for during and after the program. Liaise with the mentors before each session to establish what type of room layout they require, if they need any equipment, such as a flip chart or projector. Schedule time for feedback, approximately 10 minutes after each session, to hear feedback from mentors. This feedback could also be offered online at an agreed time. Organize an end-of-year recognition ceremony to present the mentees with their certificates. Share their achievement on social media or in local press. Establish a good relationship with your mentor to help build your reputation as a host organization that mentors want to work with. Email mentors at the halfway mark with the testimony and infographics in the resources folder to keep them interested and engaged. This includes firsthand accounts of the program's impact, directly collected from previous participants, as well as insights from Trinity Access Program's research on mentoring. If mentors are from a local organization, send a letter of thanks to the organization, as well as to the mentor. Evaluation and continuous improvement is vital to the success of our community mentoring program. You will be asked at various points to support the evaluation of the program and also be asked to complete an evaluation form to determine how the program worked for you as a host organization. The mentees will be asked to complete surveys at the end of each session. Please encourage them to be open and honest in their feedback. We want to hear what works well, but also what needs improvement, as without that, the program can't evolve. As you can see, the Community Mentoring Program is a great initiative that can provide your learners with the support and inspiration they need to consider furthering their education at third level. Your participation as a host organization will demonstrate how much you believe in their abilities and encourage them to believe in themselves. All the resources you need to access and train your mentors are there for you. So all you need to do is develop a plan, review resources available in the resources folder, recruit mentors, circulate the link for your mentor volunteers to complete the community mentoring training, share the mentee toolkits with your student participants, and schedule the sessions. Having completed this module, you should be able to explain how participating in this community mentoring program will benefit your place of learning and your learners, describe the program structure, develop a plan to implement the community mentoring program in your place of learning, provide links to training and lesson plan resources to prospective mentors. Thank you for participating in this educator's training module, and best of luck as you set up your mentoring program, helping to inspire the next generation of learners by connecting them with powerful role models.